T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's OMF on EEI.
I love cable. How about that?
With Lou Merlone.
You're turning into your parents.
Christian Fourier.
I love cable.
And Glenn Ordway.
Like, what do you watch on TV at night when you guys lay in bed? Like, what do you do? You
know, right now I have DirecTV.
Is Tom Brady playing for his legacy this weekend?
Let's go!
The Bruins won their season opener.
You know, I talk a little bit about it tomorrow. Here's Manny. Manny's
Wait,
in.
What?
End it right here, Marshawn. Does it?
Mike Lombardi joins the show at 4. Now it's time for OMF.
Bergy, Marsh, Pasta, Creighton, Hilsey.
On EEI.
Hey, we're on. Hello. Hello. Hello, Glenn.
Glenn's just chilling.
Usually 2 o'clock, we start the show.
Headset off. He's looking at us.
He's just zoning out.
Hey there, buddy. How are you? Happy Friday.
I still don't hear him.
He's not even connected on the accent.
Oh, my God. Listen to this guy.
All right, so he's going to connect with us in a minute. How you doing, Christian? Welcome Friday. We got the MFers for a few minutes. Is he back?
Are you back? No.
No, he's not connected.
My God. Why are we not? Eamon, are you filming this by any chance? Are you able to see him fight with his Comrex unit? He's fighting with his Comrex unit.
He's like Kyrie Irving out in the personal league.
Yeah, personal league, he's logging in.
Yeah, he's good.
I'm excited about today's show.
I am excited about today. It's a big show right now.
It's a really
big show.
There's
a lot of nerves.
Yes.
We're going to have our picks later on. We're going to actually have Paul Howard. Now, help me out here. Now, VSIN, right? He's on his show. Is it Follow the Money, the one that Lombardi destroyed me? Speaking of Mike Lombardi, he'll join us at 4 o'clock. He's going to join us at 3 o'clock. This guy, Phil Howard, he's going to break
Paul
down
Howard.
The games. Paul Howard, sorry. Break down the games, talk about the lines, give us some tendencies, give us some trends, and maybe help us make some picks that's going to save my salad.
Wait a minute.
So, you know what I did?
You need somebody to help you out.
No. I've already got my picks.
Let me guess.
I'm just afraid he's going to sway me.
See, I thought you would have your picks. I thought I would have my picks, and I thought the big fella probably was indecisive.
Well,
am I correct?
Can I just give you a little backstory real quick?
You sure?
Quick backstory, because I was watching Nesson this morning. How about that?
You.
You know why? Because I got cable. Huh? YouTubers out there, I got cable.
Well, I got part of the week story time.
I was watching it last night as well.
I was watching cable.
I did some research back and forth. So I was on Nesson last night. I still have cable for the next couple weeks.
So sure enough, you know, I see this show, Follow the Money show comes on. And then I'm like, oh, okay. These guys look like they know what they're talking about. Not about like the game, but about how to bet on the game. Because I do feel that that's extremely different. Like I can tell you about a game and like what to do and you know your pluses and minuses, but as far as the
betting
lines,
can I just say
lines,
you're embarrassing Mutt right now?
I don't get the betting line.
Oh
so I was like,
God.
Okay, so with all that information, who should I pick? Okay, fine, I get it. Tampa's this and yeah, Green Bay that. Blah blah blah. Who should I pick based on?
Fourier was a star of that interview.
He was great.
No doubt about it.
You have a tendency to get caught up in who you think is going to win or lose, because that's a lot easier to do.
I can do that all day long.
Look at the spread and look at the numbers.
Straight up, who wins, who loses.
There you go. Okay.
You're throwing in numbers.
Difficult to say.
Handicapping.
Well, here's the good deal. You got like 3 hours to put it together.
No. We're doing this early. We're going in blind.
I thought we were giving it at 5 o'clock.
No. We're
going to
be revealed.
They're going to be revealed at 5:30.
Yes.
We'll let everybody listen to Paul Howard. Okay, at 3 o'clock, and maybe he sways you or not. But at that point, I think at 3:30 or so, we should submit them to Tyler, and then we'll reveal.
I bet he changes your mind.
Well, he might. You never know. He might.
He said some things. I was like, huh. So I ended up calling a buddy of mine who works for the same company. I said, get this guy on our show. He said he'd love to come on the most popular show in the Northeast. I said, okay, fine. And he's here today. And there you go. You're welcome.
There we go. They can
and
help
then,
you out.
Basically, what you're going to do is whatever this guy Paul Howard says, you're going to take along.
Hey.
Okay. Wait.
So
okay.
In other words,
he's
you're
an
cheating.
Expert.
You're cheating. You're bringing in a ringer.
Wait. So he's an expert.
Yeah, but you're bringing in a
he's
ringer.
He's an expert. But you have the ability. You can believe him or not believe him.
Yeah, but
why would you not
him?
Listen to him?
Experts, 55% of the time, you consider an expert.
Exactly. Lou, I'll guarantee you, he is going to take whatever this guy says. He's going to take
60%.
Oh, you're hold on, wait a second.
55-60% most of
that
the pros.
His success rate is 60%.
As far as a big, sample size goes, 55-60%.
I almost
maybe
paid
52.
Money. You know how people pay money for picks? 36% of the time, 95% like, equals.
Yeah, you pay a service for like the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, you can
you
pay.
Know how they work, right?
And then they give you the they give you your picks.
Does Kim know the eyebrows coming off yet?
And they give you. I found a money back guarantee site. I'm not kidding. I didn't.
Yeah,
but
do you know how that works.
Like that
those
are
the worst ones.
50% of the 50% of the people calling in get one team, and 50% get the other team. They play you.
Really.
Calm down for it. Okay? Calm down for a second.
That'd be good.
And then Mike,
let's do this. Let's do this. We got a lot of time to talk about the games because it's a big weekend. Let's start with Brady.
Yeah.
Why did we start with Brady? Because let's face it, TV ratings are going to be the highest for that game in this market than any of these other games. All right, they still want to see Tom. So I throw it out to you guys. Based on what we said at the start of the season, and one host on this program actually said he was going to be MVP, comeback player of the year, Super Bowl MVP, Super
man
Bowl
of the year,
winner,
Walter
the whole
Payton,
works.
Man of the year. Don't forget that one.
Good luck, motoring.
Based on what we said, that this was a real short window for Tom Brady, and I'm not questioning whether Tom Brady is a viable, really good NFL quarterback at age 43. That is not the argument here. Is this a failure if Tom Brady, a failure of a season, not a career, obviously, failure of a season if Tom Brady fails to win this game?
I'll start. No. No, it is not a failure of a season. Okay? Again, I've had this argument before. They haven't won a playoff game, this organization, since 2002. They haven't been in the playoffs since 2007.
God, you are so
you brought
for 2 years.
You brought Tom Brady in here to get to the playoffs, to be a playoff team. They won a playoff game to bring excitement to your franchise. Tom Brady walked in there to show that last year, the year he had last year, had more to do with the talent around him, the team that Bill Belichick built, because everybody thought he was done. Everybody thought he was old. He was through. The cliff was there. And then he went out this year, obviously had a lot of talent, adjusted to a different coaching staff for the first time in his career, and had an outstanding season. He achieved what he wanted to achieve, and the organization right now is walking in to New Orleans saying, hey, if we lose this game, it was still a successful season. Sorry, but that's the truth.
You left
the
Patriots.
Remember the days with Lou Maloney when Brady was with the Patriots that if you didn't win the Super Bowl, go to the Super Bowl, it'd be a failure?
You're missing the fact. No. The Patriots. The Patriots. The team that went to, what, 9 consecutive AFC title games. I'm pretty sure.
Tampa Bay was built this year to win a Super Bowl.
I'm pretty sure that when you do that 9 times in a row, expectations are get to a Super Bowl. That's just what the expectations are with the Patriots. But with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? I mean, you guys are taking New England expectations down to Tampa Bay, and it's just not the way it works.
Okay, so did Peyton Manning bring Indianapolis expectations to Denver?
Sure, yeah. Get to the playoffs.
Okay,
get
did Brett Favre take it to New York and Minnesota?
Get to the playoffs.
The answer is yes. Okay, there's no gray area. What about Joe Montana? Did he take San Francisco expectations with him along the way to Kansas City?
He walked into a playoff team. Yeah.
No, he didn't. They went to the playoffs, but they didn't win anything.
They were a playoff team when he showed up.
They didn't win anything, Lou. So what? They went to the playoffs. That doesn't matter. And Denver went to the playoffs also with Tim freaking Tebow. The point is they took their expectations from their previous team to the new team. So the fact is that anything other than at least a Super Bowl appearance is a failure. And that's fine. The expectations are sky high. They should
Brady
be sky high.
Wouldn't
like
he,
so? Wait, you're gonna listen. I'm great. It's sunny. It's easier. There's not as much stress from your coach. You know, you're able to do what you want. It's always sunny and warm.
Mm.
Great. You're out of New England, but you brought those expectations with you. You brought the 9 straight appearances with you. The Super Bowl rings with you. The comebacks with you. The problem is, you didn't bring the ability to win with you. That is my biggest issue. Like, and I am nervous for them. They're in trouble. I think I am nervous for them. I'm not going to give away my pick yet.
Sorry, Paul Howard will change your mind.
I do not feel good about this. I feel like it's all going to come crumbling down. What are they playing on Saturday?
Is it Saturday? Playing Sunday night.
Sunday night. It's all going to come crumbling down on them. Like
the
reality, I think, is finally catching up to them, and they're living a dream right now. Like,
all right, hold that thought, because we're going to get to the game and try to break down the game. I just think when you look at this. And I think Tom Brady would be the first one to say this, that it's all about going to Tampa Bay with talent, something that he did not believe he had here in New England, and he added talent. So he added Gronk, he added Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, by the way, has been a huge factor over the last 3 weeks. He's really playing well right now. So he went there, and their defense was improving, and so he went there on the premise that he wanted to win another ring, knew he couldn't do it in New England. So suddenly we're going to take that off the expectation list that, nah, you don't have to do it. Now, I'm not saying that it in any way affects his career. This is ridiculous. And, Lou, I think you're right. At age 43, he has proven he is the best old quarterback in the history of the NFL, as well as the greatest quarterback when he was younger in the NFL. But he's got to win this weekend, or this season becomes a failure, and we go to next year, and he gets one more crack at it, right?
I don't buy it. It's all right. I mean, I just don't buy it. I mean, I was just looking at here, ESPN. 30 experts at ESPN. Four people had the Bucs winning the NFC. Four people. Two had them winning the Super Bowl. Four. I mean, like, you make it sound like they were, like, the prohibitive favorite to get to the Super Bowl. Like, they were built to win the Super Bowl. Only four people. I mean, look at everybody. Bruschi had the Niners, for God's sakes. But I'm just saying, like,
why you call it Teddy?
I'm sorry, Teddy. I apologize. Which we've all been there. Matthew Berry had the Cowboys. We've all been there. Okay, I get it. But I'm just saying, preseason, everybody says the expectations were this. I just think we're exaggerating what the expectations were.
Boy,
they were
going to
be a playoff team. They were going to be in the mix, which they're in the mix. They're the final four.
If you're in the mix, then you have a chance to win. You can't lose in the second week of the playoffs. That, to me, is failure. Yeah. The expectations were that you were going deeper than that. All right, we'll throw it out to people. Does Tom Brady have to win this game for this to be a successful season? Get to that conference championship game. 617-779-7937. Our phone number, Mike Lombardi, by the way. Today at 4 o'clock, said some stuff about us, more particular, Lou, this past week. We'll get into it with Lombardi coming up at 4.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Ordway, Merlone, Fourier. Back to OMF on EEI.
What's up, guys? That was a great 60 minutes of football, our first playoff win. It's the middle of January and we're still working. We're still here.
And Brady didn't make any significant mistakes, and I got to give the man credit for it. So this was not his last playoff game ever. Next week will be.
Their season will come to an end next weekend against the Saints.
This is the most important game of his NFL, not even NFL, but his football career.
Of his career?
Yes.
They have been blown out, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, by New Orleans twice. How do they come back and win this game?
Or can this Buccaneer team figure something out to beat the Saints? Because, I mean, I'd say Bruce Arians and adjustments I really don't put in the same sentence.
A lot of guys there. Some of them making sense. Others, well, Wiggy. What the hell are you talking about? I love you, Wiggy. The biggest football game of this man's career? Has he not already achieved enough where you put them up here on a separate platform from everybody else? Are you kidding me? I don't care if they get blown out 60-0 in this game on Sunday.
It's a stupid Wiggy comment, but it really is.
Baseball.
The thing with me is like this. So this football team again. Like I don't know where you guys had them. Like I know Christian, you said he's going to win MVP and they're going to win the Super Bowl. I mean,
Man
I don't know where
too.
If you were like locked in on that as like was that a bold prediction?
No,
was that something that you really thought that they were? So if that was your prediction, why do you not feel that way now? I mean, they finished the year
because
11-5.
It's because I may lose an eyebrow. That's why.
So you believe it, but not enough to bet your eyebrow on.
No, so now it's forcing me to really kind of look at it from a, I guess, remove my emotional attachment to the man.
All right, so I'm just saying, can you take the names away?
You're only a 3-point dog in this game.
So, yeah, but with this team, when they built, like you said they went all in, okay? They brought in the names, all right? They brought in Tom Brady at 42. Okay, playing his 43rd season, right? Like at 43 years old, rather. Glenn, you had questions all year long about his health. You know, and a 43-year-old quarterback, you never know.
Yeah, I was wrong.
So they didn't bring in a 33-year-old quarterback who was the top quarterback in the league. They brought in a guy that I mean, given the last couple years, is probably barely in the top 10 when you look at the numbers. So they brought in a name, help marketing, whatever, but still, he's a good quarterback. He's going to take him to the postseason. They brought back Rob Gronkowski after taking a year off. Take the name away. It was old Rob Gronkowski, right? He's not the same guy.
Nope.
Okay, they brought in Leonard Fournette. You know what I mean?
Waste.
So I don't know if it was a waste. They spent $2.5 million on him.
He looked pretty good
last week. He helped them win that game last week.
Loaded up with a tackle, whatever.
But LeSean McCoy, the name away. The guy sucks. And they brought in Antonio Brown 8 games into it. Make it sound like they went all like New Brooklyn Nets. Yeah. That they went all Dave Dombrowski. Well, like they went all New England Patriots the last
the
5 years.
All in.
It is not.
The Nets is a different version of it. It is not.
No, the first round draft pick, they needed help at that tackle spot. They got that kid Wilson.
So they wouldn't have got a first round tackle, like one of the better tackles?
No,
rookies,
and they paid.
They didn't have Brady?
No, they paid the free agents on the defensive side of the ball up front. They were all in. This is a 2-year deal for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If they don't win the Super Bowl in the next 2 years, they're going down to the bottom again. You can see it the way the roster's been constructed. And Brady's gone in 2 years. Right?
This is just a bad matchup. It's a bad matchup for the Tampa Bay Bucks. And I just think they're getting a lot of attention and a lot of feel good juice from the last 5 games and their first playoff game. Who, may I remind you, Tyler Heinicke was the quarterback, and that was a 4-point game going into the fourth.
Taylor, whatever.
The fact is, it wasn't anybody that you can even remotely think of that is, productive.
No, but wait a minute.
Hold on. Okay, I gotta release this. All right,
to make the correct prediction.
So sure enough, they had that game. They could barely get by that team. They barely beat Minnesota. The damn kicker misses like 100 kicks, and they still almost lost it. Matt Ryan had his way with them. They had to have a miracle comeback in order to beat them. What they do is they feast and they thrive beating up crappy teams. That is what they do.
Yeah,
they beat up on crappy
too.
Teams. Yeah. Forget it. Crappy teams in general. Teams below 500, 500 or below. They play teams with good records. They suck. The team
the
sucks.
Thing-
Brady sucks. Look at Brady's numbers when he plays against... That's the only outlier.
Best team.
That's the only outlier. Okay, and we all have a stinker.
It's the only above 500 playoff.
It's
team
the
that
only
they beat all
outlier
it's a
in
good
the
one,
group.
Gotta admit it.
The fact
it is
one.
But it could be just a one bad game by Green Bay, right?
Yeah, I know. There was their one
fact
bad
is
game.
You don't trust them.
Wait, do you trust them?
No, the matchup is not a good one, Lou. You got to admit.
Maybe I do. Maybe I don't.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Let me get back to this last week with Washington. I think you've got to give Brady credit because we talked all week, and we weren't the only one. Everybody was that the best unit that Washington has defensively is the four guys up front, and they're a team that can give you pressure, rushing four, putting seven back into coverage. That's what gives Brady trouble. Brady had no trouble against that defense last week. So, and I admit
the concern wasn't the offense. The concern, I'll give you that. They did a nice job based on the defense that they were going against. My issue was how bad the Tampa Bay Bucks defense was.
That's a problem. I agree.
So
that
I said, okay, fine. Okay, that was a challenge on its own. But here you go now, and your defense has to stop that Washington offense? come on now. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I would say that's where they let him down. I'd be more concerned with Tampa Bay with their defense than I would with Tom Brady.
All right, so if their defense gives it up and they get smoked, then it's a failure. Like, bringing Brady in here was a failure. Like, I just refute the idea that this team loaded
You're moving the goalpost here.
What do you mean? I mean, if they lose the game, it's a failure.
It's a failure of a season
for Tom Brady. So Drew Brees lights them up, and this defense who couldn't stop Taylor Heinicke gets lit up, and you lose this game 38-35, you're going to look back at this year like it's a failure? Like, they loaded up? Yes. I don't think that they
necessarily
loaded up.
How could it not be a failure? You were built to win.
You were built to win what?
Lou, you have a two-year window. You built your roster
because you got a two-year
to win over
window.
2 years. After that, you're going to the bottom again.
Why are you so convinced
you can't
they're going to go to the bottom
just be
again?
A cute little team
but why
for 2 years?
So convinced they're going to go to the bottom again? They got like $40 million in cap space next year. They went all in, and somehow we're still $10 million under the cap.
No, they're built.
They went all
in
because they brought in a capable quarterback who was going to take them to the postseason, which is what they did. You know, what is the difference between that team last year and this team other than Brady?
What do you mean other than Brady?
Tell me.
They added players.
Who'd they add?
I just told you. They added a tackle, which was their first-round draft pick, high in the first round.
In the draft. So they loaded up by taking a tackle in the draft?
Yeah, they brought Antonio Brown in, and they kept him, unlike the Patriots.
Well, they brought Antonio Brown in here for $1 million, 8 games into it. That's loading up.
And they brought Tom Brady in here.
Yeah, okay. Like, I'm just saying, like, he came in after they were already 6-2.
So we're saying
like they brought Gronk in, who was like old, and it was not the same Gronk. They also lost O.J. Howard, who's probably right now maybe a better tight end. He was here last year as well. It's a very similar team. They added 4 games. They got to the postseason in the win column, 4 wins.
Cameron
got to the
Briggs
postseason and won a first game.
Terrific. Listen, I think they're built to win in 2 years. And
I don't think they are. You just got through saying their defense sucks.
If you're not knocking on the door in those 2 weeks. Yeah, but their defense has taken three big steps backwards. You were the one that was debating about their defense is one of the better defenses against the run.
They are.
But they've fallen apart.
No, not
you
defensively.
Can throw against them.
You can't run against them.
But you can throw against them.
But you keep telling me, I said that they're one of the best defenses against the run. They are. Yeah, you can throw against them. I mean, there's no question about it. So to me, that's not a team that's built to win.
I don't know how you can't look at a team that gets Tom Brady. And again, Wiggy,
it
doesn't affect the rest of his entire career, okay? His career is not affected by this game. All I'm saying is that he was brought to that team to win or at least knock on the door of the championship. If you lose in the second week, especially when you've lost 3 games all season long to your divisional opponent, you can't call that a successful season, I don't think. I don't see how you can.
It is a failure, okay? If we're talking about Jared Goff, hey, listen, that was pretty good. Josh Allen, that was pretty good. Anybody, Matt Ryan, pick a team that you didn't think there was going to make it to the playoff. Tennessee, hey, we went there again. No, only got out of the first round. Okay, whatever. But Tom Brady, the expectations, the desire, the fact that there's no more a competitive guy in any sport than that guy right there. And he single-handedly recruits other players. He purposely gets there early, goes against COVID restrictions. I mean, the guy is all over the place. I watch him on his interviews. He just looks relaxed, happy. And I'm sitting there going, wow, he's not getting even close to the amount of criticism or questioning that he gets here. He probably loves his Zoom calls with the media down there. Nobody's ripping him. Nobody's coming the best of him. He's not doing radio interviews up there on a Monday morning. He's happy. He's relaxed.
But that is not
the goal.
The competitive stuff you just talked about, that's why I'd be a little bit concerned about
him.
Well,
let me add. I'd
worry Christian, about him with your pick. I would
Christian
worry
had
about him.
Brady winning everything and the Bucs winning everything.
5-for-5.
But what did you think of the Bucs?
I did not think they were going to be great. I think I said 10 or 11 wins.
Okay. And you didn't
thought
think
they would be better than the Patriots. Obviously.
You didn't think they'd be great. You know, 43 years old, you never know, he might get hurt, right? You never know, 43-year-old quarterback.
I will say
you
this,
you thought
Luke,
that it was going to be a lot harder than people think.
Yep.
You thought Brady was going to struggle.
Yep, I was
And you
wrong.
Thought that the division was so much more difficult that they could actually finish third, maybe even fourth.
Maybe third or fourth.
And now
only
you're saying
because
it's a failure
Atlanta,
if they don't
Atlanta
go to the Super Bowl?
Year, it's a tough division.
But how can you have that opinion of that team before the season started and tell me it's a failure if they don't go to the Super Bowl?
Well, because he was a lot better than I thought he was going to be during the course of the season. I'll give him credit. At age 43, it's amazing what he was able to do. That part of it is a complete success. But
there you go.
He went to Tampa. Yeah, but you're
now you're on to it.
But you're breaking it down individually for individual honors. Okay, what I'm saying is he was brought there to Tampa Bay to win a Super Bowl. He's got 2 years to do it, and maybe in the first year it's difficult. At least maybe you're knocking on the door. You're going to the conference championship. Maybe you win the conference championship, you lose in the Super Bowl, something like that. To lose in the second week, and for it to be the third game that you've lost to the same team in your division,
I think it's a tough one. I'm saying is that winning a Super Bowl is extremely difficult to do. And but you think you're bringing 43-year-old Tom Brady, Gronk out of retirement, and keeping the same team basically defensively, that it's Super Bowl or bust for an organization that is as piss poor as Tampa Bay. I think it's a joke. I think it's laughable. I think they've already accomplished it.
Right, let's
people
get to
are talking about it.
Let's get to the phone calls. We'll get to the other three games as well. And they're rough games to pick if you're doing it by the numbers. You change your mind yet in the first half hour?
I'm actually writing them down now.
Oh, you're good. That's a good time to do it. 617-779-7937. We'll talk to Paul Howard, who's one of these gambling guys. There's a show on Nesson with our buddy Mike Lombardi. Lombardi will join us today at 4 o'clock right here on OMF.
On Twitter at Glenn D. Ordway.
Who doesn't like fun?
Back to OMF
on WEEI.
Brady's Bucks will start again with you, Lou. What's their record at the end of the year?
They're 11-5, second place in the division behind the Saints, who are 12-4.
12-4. Brady is the comeback player of the year. He is also the MVP. He is the man of the year, also. He wins the Super Bowl. Yes, you got to add that in there. Any other award that you can think of, he's going to get it.
They're going to be good. They're not going to be great. They're going to be 10-6. They're going to finish 10-6. Two games out in their division. Behind the 12-4 New Orleans Saints.
That's what I got.
Two games out in that division. And they're not going to be a major threat, I don't believe, in the postseason. So we'll find out if they're a major threat. Because
sounds
you
like
win
I nailed it.
Game.
Lombardi comes making fun of me.
A major threat.
Yeah.
What's that?
So they're well, you consider them a threat?
Well, he finished one game behind the Saints, right? But the Saints...
That's what I said, 11-5, 12-4. And, they are right, kind of where they should be. They're not a complete football team. I don't care
who
they brought in.
They're not an honest... They're not a...
They brought in names. And they didn't really... I mean, they brought in
some names.
Well, wins
above replacement. They won 7 games last year.
Yeah, and that's what they did. They improved 4 games.
Tom Brady includes you by 4 games.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think we all kind of thought they were
going to do. But doesn't make them a Super Bowl contender.
I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender. I have to face facts and come with and just get a
see what
cold
they do
dose
in year
of reality.
Two. See what they look at this. See, maybe they go out and they get some corners, safety, whatever. They improve that secondary. See what they are year two. So, but right now they're just a team that was built to be better, which is what they are.
So I'm a little confused because I'm looking at the teams right now that are in the NFC. And then who are the Super Bowl contenders? Is it just Green Bay, the number one seed? Is
Green Bay
it?
And New Orleans.
New Orleans? That's it. Those two teams. So these next teams on the list have no shot.
Do you think the Rams have a shot?
No, I mean, I think, listen, we're talking about before the year started or where we are right now. I mean, I think Seattle thought they were going to be pretty good. We thought San Fran was going to be pretty good. But
so you guys are looking for no upsets this weekend. We're just looking
top
of the heat.
Okay, so what do you think?
Kansas City, Buffalo, the only two teams that can
win.
No,
Glenn, there's a big difference between saying, who's going to win and whether the season was a failure if you didn't. Like, there's just two different arguments. You're saying it's a failure if they lose to the New Orleans Saints. And I'm just simply saying it isn't. They've already accomplished an awful lot.
Yeah, I think once you're in the mix, where you're in that mix, that your goal is to win the Super Bowl, and if you get beat in the first or second round of the playoffs, then the season is a complete failure. I mean, that's how we've judged the Patriots.
Again,
for
you're judging it based on how we look at the Patriots.
Because they were a contender. They were one of those teams.
So next year, the Patriots don't make it to the Super Bowl, the whole year is going to be a failure? That's how we judge the Patriots.
The Patriots are rebuilding. They're in a different position.
Stop than
including
Tampa Bay.
The New England Patriots in this analysis. Well,
you guys keep bringing it up, though.
No, he's bringing it up. I'm not bringing it up once.
Brady wins Super Bowls. You went there to win a Super Bowl. Well, with the Patriots,
if you really want to break it down, if you look at Hall of Fame quarterbacks that won Super Bowls and were part of franchises like dynasty type teams where you'd use Peyton Manning, and there's a lot of examples. You don't just go to that team and that team says, oh, I hope we win our division. No, you automatically, there's a buzz in the facility. There's a buzz around town. Look at the merchandise. Look at the ratings. Everything skyrockets. Okay, look at with Peyton Manning, looking for Brett Favre, looking for Joe Montana. That's what you bring with you. And what also you bring is the expectation that you're going to deliver a Super Bowl because you've done it before. You're pretty damn good at it, and nobody's better at Brady.
That's what Tom's talking about all week.
Then when you start throwing in like names, like you'd say, I'd say LeSean McCoy is a name.
He's
Leonard
garbage.
Leonard Fournette is a name. Gronk isn't a name. He played well. He wasn't Pro Bowl All Pro Gronk, but so what?
Yeah, but when you
so
say they added Rob Gronkowski,
they did.
People think that they added the greatest, one of the greatest, arguably tight ends of all time. They did.
They already had a ton of talent.
I know,
though.
But I'm just saying they didn't add that. They added Rob Gronkowski. They added,
but they
right
also
now,
already had
O.J.
Howard.
End.
They already had O.J. Howard.
Right.
They had
the ultimate
pieces.
Underachiever.
So the one thing that they were missing. So if they were 7-9. And the quarterback that they had threw 30 interceptions and 30 touchdowns. And you said, let me just get rid of all the interceptions and we'll win four games. They won four more games. But they beat a lot of crappy teams or average to below average teams.
Agreed.
That they bullied, that okay. They took advantage of.
Let's get to the phone calls and we'll get some reaction at 617-779-7937. David's in a car. First up today in OMF. Hello, David.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So thank you for taking the call. So here's my thing, guys, and I'm a little disappointed on a lot of what we're hearing out here, that it's going to be an epic fail. We heard that from Wiggy, and now we're hearing from some of you guys it's an epic fail. How can you even think
but Wiggy's
that?
Wiggy's saying something totally
fail?
Different I mean, than what we're saying.
No, but totally continue. Epic fail. You're saying it's an epic fail.
He is. But it's not a failure. You guys, come on. We got to be realistic here. This guy goes down to Tampa. Okay, a brand new staff, brand new coaching, everything. Okay, pandemic as well. We keep using the excuse, the Patriots, because of the pandemic, the fog on Cam, yada yada yada. Well, everybody had to deal with it, so let's not kid ourselves here. So this guy goes down there, brand new staff, new players, has to learn everything, and they're in the playoffs. They won the game already. And I picked him in the beginning of the season to go all the way, and I'm sticking to that pick, unlike you, Christian, who's
okay,
backing out
now. Okay, so
it won't
be a disappointment then?
He is picking it.
Whoa.
His eyebrows involved.
Who's backing out, David?
His eyebrows involved.
Yeah, but David, you think they're going to win all the way. I don't know how it's not a failure if they don't,
because
if your expectations
what,
are that they're a Super Bowl champion team.
But all the way. Because I picked him to go all the way, that's my choice, that's my pick, that's how I feel. It doesn't mean if they lose Sunday against the Saints, which I don't believe they won't. They will, because it's going to turn into a shootout. And you know what? Shootout, Brady's going to win.
Okay, all right. That might very well happen.
No, he isn't going to win in a shootout. That's the thing. He's not going to win
shootout's
in a shootout.
That's not the best thing for him in that game, with that matchup. I agree. Here's Eric in Maine. Eric.
How you doing, guys?
What's
Thanks
up?
For having me on.
What's up?
I can't believe what I'm hearing about what everybody's saying about Brady. I mean, I'd love to be a fly on the wall in this house, because no matter what this guy does, it's not good enough. So I believe, personally, he's been playing with house money for the last 5 years, right? He's already been doing stuff for his age that's incredible. No
you're
one
missing
else
the argument.
Done.
Again, you're missing what we're talking
well, no,
about.
I'm going to get there, Glenn, because I think that you're missing the point, because not only is it he's going to bring some stature to the team, this team has been the pit. Like Lou said, they've been awful. So just because they maybe don't make it to the Super Bowl, it's not a failure.
That's what they were
built
for. That's
what
the coach said this a week ago.
Well, what do you think the coach is going to say?
Yeah, he
the coach
say
said it a week
want.
Ago.
We're built to lose in the second round? What do you think the coach is going to say?
Hey, Eric.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Eric, yeah. We actually had hidden microphones inside Brady's house in Tampa. Good. Here's what it sounds like. All day long. Just Alex Guerrero. That's
look,
what he does.
I'm
working
from
on
York.
His leg.
I'm from
Thank
New
you,
York.
Eric.
But Eric, you once again, you talked about his career. We're not going with the Wiggy argument. The Wiggy comment, I think, was ridiculous. It changes nothing about the legacy of Tom Brady. He is still the greatest quarterback to ever play the game, and he proved this year that he can do it better than anybody
else
Brady, at an advanced age.
Tom Brady walked into a situation in Tampa with great offensive weapons. We all know that. And a defense that could stop the run. Peyton Manning walked in. By the time he was in there, year four, and they won the Super Bowl in Denver, he had the best defense in football. Tampa doesn't have that. So you can look at a situation and say, wait, teams that are quarterbacks away. I'm not so sure anybody really looked at Tampa and this offseason and said, man, they are a quarterback away from winning a Super Bowl. They have a quarterback away from having a lot of fun offensively with all the toys they have.
I disagree.
I think you forget the talking heads on TV after they got Tom Brady. They were talking about, with that offense, the stuff that they could possibly do, that this was going to be a great team this year.
Okay, and they are. They're 11-5, 12-5. They are a great team. But nobody looked at Tampa and said they're a quarterback away from winning a Super Bowl.
I would disagree with you.
They were 7-9 with a quarterback that threw 30 interceptions and then also 9 fumbles.
Go back and look at the position. Listen, we did it on this show. We went back and we looked at the defense. Okay, let's look at the defense. They weren't rated very high, but look at all the terrible positions that Jameis Winston put them in, especially first possession, first play of games, pick sixes. Nobody's had more. The dude threw 30 interceptions. The defense was constantly on the field. So you said, just take away half the interceptions, we're going to have a better defense. I would say they're not the Los Angeles Rams. They're a good defense, but they are not a great defense like the Denver Broncos, which you would hope they would have been to kind of make up for some of the clunkiness and mistakes, especially mental, that the offense was going through. Just the overall growing pains of the offense.
Max is in Rhode Island here in EEI. Hey, Max.
Hey.
Hey.
Thank you guys for having me.
What's up?
I just want to say, Tom Brady's not an idiot. He looked at Tampa Bay and he's seen the division. He knew what he was getting into. He knew he had all the toys, but you got to see who they played. They won their 11 games. 10 of those games were against losing teams. 6 of them were bottom 5 teams. The one game that they won was against Green Bay. The defense won that game with 5 sacks, a couple of interceptions. Tom Brady threw for like 160 yards. The playoff game that they won was against a losing team with a third-string quarterback. This is not a very good team. They won their 11 games. They're 12-5 with the one win. But listen, they're really not going to go anywhere. They could get lucky with a defensive game here and there. Maybe Brady will get somewhere. Do something decent, but they're not going to go any further this week. And that's just what it is.
So is it, I get it, but that's, thanks for the breakdown.
Hey.
But I don't know, does that mean it's a huge disappointment? Like, I kind of agree in that they're a very good offensive team. There's a bunch of talented players that everybody loves on fantasy. But are they a good football team? And I just don't think that, like, when Brady went down there, he went down there to play with some toys and prove he could still play the game. But I don't think they're a great football team. I don't think that team was a quarterback away. They were a quarterback away from being a playoff team, which is exactly what they are.
Lou, I think if they do go in to New Orleans and have the same result where they get spanked around in that game, I think it's easy to do exactly what Teddy Bruschi said yesterday or Wednesday. And that is, you could clearly blame it on the coaching staff. The coaching staff has put them in a difficult position because Brady has been very good. As I said, better than I thought he would be. But the coaching staff has not put you in a good game. And that also, I think, is another reason you look at it and say, so you lost the first game. You got really spanked badly. You come back in the second game. You don't even make it competitive. You get blown out again. So it's difficult to have faith that their coaching staff can put together a game plan the third time around, especially when the other coach is pretty damn good. And that would concern me. But that all goes to what Tampa Bay is. Personnel-wise, I think they're built to be one of those contending teams. Maybe it is the coach that's preventing him from getting there. Here's Ben in New Hampshire.
Hi, guys. I'm enjoying listening to you guys. I kind of agree with Lou mostly and Glenn a little bit. If they don't win, and I kind of have doubts if they'll win Sunday. I mean, this is a 50-50 chance at best, but if they don't win, I don't think it's a lost season. They did go down. They had the weapons to start with, but some of them got hurt. When Gronk came in, he didn't look like much for, you know, 6-8 games. Antonio Brown, when he came in, didn't look like much for till the last 3 games. Goodwin, whatever his name was hurt for half the season, seemed like.
Oh, their receivers have been beaten up during the course of the year. There's no question about it. They've been beaten up, but that's like every team in the league. I can say that about any team. You can go to all these teams and find where they had injuries. Danny is in Scituate. Danny.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm joining the show in the conversation. I don't think it's absolutely not a bad season if Brady and Tampa Bay should lose this week. I'd like to go back to what Tony Romo said when they played Green Bay. Does anyone remember that?
He knows the system.
No, he said he thinks it's going to be Green Bay and Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl.
Well, they both Green Bay and Tampa Bay can't be in the Super Bowl together. So Tony Romo is wrong.
Conference championship. Conference championship. Okay.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
We'll see. It could still happen. But again, I go back to the 30 experts on ESPN that four people had them winning the NFC. Like only four.
Well, you're looking at one site. There are other people.
Well, there's 30 people. I mean, ESPN.
Okay.
I mean,
oh, big deal. ESPN. There are a lot of other services and TV people that were picking the Patriots because of Brady. We had the conversation that they love Brady far more, maybe nationally, because he's no longer has a Patriot uniform on. But they were giving him unbelievable praise.
Who?
And
because I'm giving you 30 names on ESPN. You know, you got to tell me the national people that we're saying that. And were they saying that for the show because it makes it more interesting going up against Max Kellerman to have a debate? Or were they saying it like these guys? They're just putting their picks out. They're not looking for entertainment. This is who they think is going to win. But all these people, these 30 people from ESPN that cover the football, cover NFL, four of them had them winning the NFC. And I don't really think that is like the majority of people thought they were going to win.
Yeah. Look at the other scores.
Most people had the Saints.
Oh, Lou, you have guys picking Dallas, San Francisco. That you can't
49ers.
Some people
the majority was the Saints,
but some people are just which is not a bad pick. It's not a bad pick.
I'm just talking about like thoughts going into the season. The Saints,
they were in the mix.
Saints versus the
yeah,
the
but
Chiefs.
Those are the people who are just picking against the Bucks on purpose,
and they are in the mix. They're still in the mix.
Yes, they are. We're talking about if they lose this game. If they win this game, Lou, then obviously they move on to the conference championship. Let me take one more. Here's Jerry in Tampa. Jerry.
Ooh,
hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
So, listen, I kind of agree with Lou, but first of all, if they don't win the Super Bowl, it's a loss in Tom Brady's mind, right? I mean, we can all agree on that, right?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure we can agree on that too.
But go ahead.
Let's not mistake and kid ourselves. He was brought here to win a Super Bowl, period. He was. And that's why they brought the weapons around him. But I don't think that if they lose this weekend, that the season's a complete failure, because I still think that they're in place to still win a Super Bowl. Hmm. And I think they have a really good shot. I mean, they've already beaten Green Bay once.
That's the one team that had a winning record that they beat. That's the one team. Otherwise, they're just beating 500 to below 500 teams, barely sometimes. Barely sometimes.
They didn't bring in weapons. The weapons were already there. He took Gronk out of retirement. They got Fournette for $1.5 million, $2 million. I mean, they didn't load up. They're $10 million under the cap. They're $35, $40 million under next year. They didn't go all in. They wanted to get better. They wanted to get a playoff team. They wanted to market their team. They brought in Tom Brady. He chose him because he could have fun and put up numbers.
Listen,
and hopefully compete in the playoffs, which is exactly what he's doing.
The goal is to win the whole thing. He's right. Tom Brady will look at it as a failure. And the good news for Tom Brady, he has one more year to actually do it. Drew Brees is probably going to leave after Sunday's game if he loses it.
This hour, between disappointing and failure. That's all I can say.
Okay. All right. Well, you know.
No, I'm just saying, Cleveland would be disappointed if they lose this week, but I don't think it's a failure if they lose to the Chiefs.
Geno Slew's a very positive
Buffalo would be, disappointed if they lose to Baltimore, but it's not a failure.
Very positive.
Good year for both
today,
of them.
Semantics.
Yeah. Hey, he knows he's not going to be paying for cable for that much longer.
That's right.
I'd be happy, too.
This hour of OMF brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings, Kaplansky.com. Boy, is Mutt going to be jealous of us. We got a gambling dude coming up next. His name is Paul Howard from VSIN. He'll give us a little insight into these games and hopefully help Fourier with his picks.